Hi, I'm Russell Harrison, the CEO here at Western Health. Welcome to the COVID catch-ups. These are sessions where I get to catch up with small groups of staff from across Western Health in a slightly different way to normal. We ask some questions, we have some fun, answer some questions, and hopefully just have a good conversation. Hello and morning. I'm Russell Harrison. I'm the CEO of Western Health. And this morning, we've got a couple of colleagues from the surgical ward on 2 East. We've got Linda.
Hi, how is everyone?
Cassie.
Hello.
And Aisha.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to what is a COVID catch-up, as we're calling them. It's your opportunity, and I suppose it's more for my indulgence, to have a chat with you guys to say hello and find out what life is like at Western at the moment through the COVID crisis, shall we call it, or, you know. First of all, I just want to say by saying thank you, both to you on behalf of your colleagues, but for all the staff at Western for doing a great job in getting ready for COVID, for changing the way we work, for doing things very differently in very quick time. Health services are usually relatively slow to react generally, but I think, you know, we've moved heaven and earth very quickly, and that's down to people like you guys and your colleagues. So a huge thank you from me on that, and that's to the whole team. Western's made up only of two groups of staff, those like yourselves that directly care for patients and those like me that help support that. Both sides of that coin need to work together, and I'm really proud at Western we do that. Today really, as I say, is a bit of fun, and we're going to start with some questions. You guys get to answer them. Mm-hmm. If you're feeling really brave, you can ask a few back. A few groups have, a few groups haven't. It's been interesting to see, you know, where they've come from, and I'll do my best to answer them if they come. Mm-hmm. So a really easy one will start to break you in, and we'll start with Linda.
Okay, thanks, Russell.
So, Linda, how has your working world changed as a result of COVID?
Things have changed quite considerably from just my personal perspective. It's like I'm very much in the unit now as well. So we, like all the meetings are Zoom meetings, and being in the unit is actually good to support the staff with all the changes. So I'm very much present all the time now, which is good. So it's just trying to support them through all the new initiatives that have been rolled out.
Yeah. And is that tough being the numb? Because everyone's obviously going to look to you for that sort of leadership and support and answers. And
Yeah, I haven't found it tough at all. I think I've been well supported by my line managers, and I think everything's been made very clear,
yeah,
the direction we're taking and what we need to do to protect ourselves and the patients and visitors and anyone that enters the network. So I think it's been quite easy.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. Aisha, how about yourself?
I think it's been challenging at times and very stressful, being scared and anxious, mm-hmm, which is very normal in nursing. We've been through that before, even before COVID, but we've been very supported, as saying Linda's door is always open and we got a tap from the senior staff, even though we're maintaining social distancing, so tap from the far away over the shoulder, you know, like as COVID, it's in nature been very evolving and progressive. There's many changes that's rolling out recently, but I think we as nurses, we have a good characteristic to adapt in new changes, and I think we've been doing well.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, Cassie, I'm not going to ask you the same question because that's boring. And you seem kind of like a bit of a live wire. You know, I've only known you for a few seconds
just
and I have that impression. Yeah, this is probably playing to your strengths, but how has the team kept, and how have you personally as part of that team kept, you know, things light, had some fun? Where have you found those opportunities to still smile and laugh in what is a very, you know, different environment to normal?
I guess the extra PPE that we now wear has been used to keep things light. Like we have a lot of new headgear now, so there's a few of us that wear leopard print, and I've got elephants and bits and pieces and bright red on my head. So
I was going to say, it looks like you're modelling giraffes or hippo stuff. I'm not quite sure, but it's pretty splendid.
My little boy loves it, so that's why I chose it.
Cool.
So I think just encouraging, I don't know, people just to remain happy and positive. I think the support and the rollout of all the changes through Western Health have even surprised myself. I've worked here for 20 years now, so I was quite surprised at how smooth and quick things were adapted and changed. So I think that made things easier on people and made us able to work and do our jobs good and easier. And mm-hmm, I think we're a pretty happy unit on 2 East, so we're all pretty close. And
But I guess anxious times, unknown?
And I think the media coverage doesn't help sometimes. Mm. You hear a lot of the negative things, but I understand we had, an older lady that had recovered in ICU here that we didn't think that she would pull through, but you don't hear about things like that. And when I heard about that, I made sure I spread that news. There is good stuff that happens and, there's recovery. So there are positives. And I think the positives too, it's made our team stronger because we all really work well together. And Linda has been so supportive of everything. She makes us treats once a week as well. She packages them individually. So we all get so excited about that.
That sounds pretty good.
We have one waiting today. We've got sticky date pudding individually packed today.
So we know where to come later on the day then for some. Have you got any extras, Linda? That's the question.
You have to be fast.
I might share mine, Russell. I seem like an all right bloke.
Can we do that without the social distance and breaches, though?
Yeah, we could, I think. Yeah. We could find a sterile knife somewhere to chop it up.
Sure, there's a few of them about somewhere.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And yourself, Linda, as you say, there's some personal positives for you, as you were saying earlier about being more in the unit than you have been. You're in scrubs today, battle ready. So what's some of the positives that you're sort of taking away as part of that sort of team environment that the NUM, largely creates and helps maintain, as that leader of the unit?
I think just everyone's really supportive of each other. So I think that's something from me as a leader, I'm displaying that so people are seeing that. So I think people are talking about not just work environment, they're talking about home and how they're coping with homeschooling and everyone's
the biggest challenge out there is homeschooling. If my family situation didn't go, but I'm sure yours is the same.
I'm very fortunate.
I escaped to work.
I'm very fortunate I don't have to homeschool, but I can see it's a challenge for a lot of staff.
Yeah.
Staff are actually happy to come to work so they don't have to homeschool, which is probably not the best. So I think just sharing their stories and, about how everyone's coping keeps people talking, keeps things positive.
Yeah,
we turn the TV off when there's all the negative things on the TV. So
it's just
being kind to each other. So I think that's one of my big initiatives. I do a newsletter every month, and that was in the newsletter this month about the kind words.
Yeah,
because one word can destroy a person's day. So
No, really important that sort of positivity and kindness at work.
We
work in a hospital and teams work day in, day out, and you expect there's that level of kindness between colleagues, but sometimes it's difficult, I know, and doesn't quite happen. But you say it's important now because of that anxiety to really sort of try and be more mindful
of it, correct,
Aisha, back to you. You sat there, hiding for a wee while. You mentioned earlier about sort of, anxiety yourself as a practitioner, and obviously, it's an anxious time, but I would imagine that the family situation is also pretty challenging, did have family and, loved ones kind of said, please don't go to work. We're worried about you, catching COVID. You're going to go to a hospital, therefore you're more at risk. Have you had to deal with any of that sort of side of things?
Yeah, definitely, because I'm away from home with my partner and myself here. So my family's in overseas and they're really concerned about me going to work. But I try to reassure them, how we've been getting older, this media coverage that we were talking about, they hear all these things that we are not getting enough PPEs and everything. Yeah. So they were more concerned about that. But I provided reassurance and they do understand about it. And anxiety been there, but we've been trying to cope watching Netflix. Get into TikToks nowadays.
I've not seen a 2 East TikTok yet. Is that coming?
It is coming. We've got a few.
Excellent. We'll watch out for that.
Work in progress.
Do it with our sticky date pudding.
Yes, treat from Linda TikTok star. Okay. So it's been pretty tough, but they've kind of listened to that reassurance and it's great that you're still coming to work. So thank you.
No worries.
And Cassie, how about yourself? Obviously, you mentioned you've got a child who likes your headwear.
Yes,
so,
he does. He's quite young, so he actually goes to daycare as well. And that was probably my biggest concern, me coming here, is sending him to a daycare. But I'm comfortable with that now.
Hmm.
But I also have the concern of I've got older parents who are unwell, so not being able, and I'm with them at the moment in the same household. So that concerned me, but I'm also quite confident in the way that I protect myself here at work and what's provided to me. So I feel quite safe. They, of course, think, oh, no, you're going to get it there. I said, if anyone's going to get it, it's going to be someone who's not educated in that sort of environment. So it's
probably
more, you're
risk
going
in a supermarket.
Exactly. I said to my mum, it's probably more you going to the shopping centre with your gloves on.
And then glibly touching your face as if it was all good.
Yep. Yeah.
And Linda, how about your family? Are they, you know, supportive, scared, anxious?
I think
all of the above.
My partner's quite anxious about it, but I think he's a bit like Cassie's family. They understand that we know how to do things correctly. Mm. I guess from a personal perspective for myself is my mum's quite elderly and we've stopped all her community support. So it's myself going in there and I'm probably, I guess, the person we've nominated because I do know how to protect myself probably with hand hygiene and that kind of thing, rather than my family aren't as familiar with it. So
you're educating them now as well. Yeah, don't put the gloves on and touch your face in the shops.
Yeah, exactly right. So I'm the only, from my point of view, it's just my mum that's probably my biggest concern that we're not passing on to her.
And that's challenging for a lot of staff. I know that, you know, I've got potentially older relatives, the children have flown the coop, but they're worried that they can't see or interact, or they're worried, you know, people have got them in residential aged care and places like that. It's pretty tough at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, so my mum's doing actually okay. She probably sees me more than what she did before now, which is doing shopping and things like that. So, yeah, but probably personally for me, my children, I haven't seen my children.
Yeah.
So that's probably a bigger issue,
And you've talked about the kind of, you know, the special things that as a team you're doing to sort of be kind and be mindful. And, you know, have you used the wellness hubs? Have staff been using those? And is there any sort of commentary about, you know, the wellness hub as a concept or as a place or as a...
I like them because I'm a person that's big into that sort of environment to de-stress and take myself away. So I think that they're wonderful. I really like it. Yeah.
Cool.
I was quite surprised. I didn't think it would be so darkly
moodly.
Yeah. It's just, I found an instant calm when I went in there, but that's my thing. So I really liked it. I think they're good.
Yeah. Cool. Mm.
But other staff have used them.
Other staff are going down. They don't advertise that they're going, but they do wander down.
And I think that's that bit about, you know, as you say, getting away from an environment, just taking a bit of time out to recalibrate or chill out.
Yeah. I guess it's another opportunity. The space is very limited to be able to social distance properly. So they actually use that space to actually get some time away, and it's a protected space. Mm. So
our new hospital will have a lot more space than the current one.
Good.
So,
hopefully we still get that.
The wellness.
All the money that's been spent in our economy.
No, the new hospital is coming, don't worry. I mean, the Treasurer is very supportive as a government because it's a great thing for the economic stimulus package, to use the technical term, but just to create jobs and onward investment, it's massive. So, and you know, this beautiful old building that we're currently sitting in is probably going to fall down.
Mm. Yeah.
So I guess, you know, at some point soon, business as usual will return. You know, we'll get back to treating surgical elective patients and emergency patients back to the quantum that we used to do.
That's actually something, Russell, that has been difficult, I guess, on our ward because of all the CAT ones.
Yeah.
Mm. So because we're a surgical ward, the CAT ones are quite big cases. So we have been busier and very busy. And we've been able, that's another thing that Western has supported us with, is ordering extra staff for our increased workload. So I do, that's been another stress, but we've been able to work through it. So.
Can you say you've had a very skewed case mix because of, you know, the rules and things? And great for those patients that are CAT 1 and therefore very urgent, but as you say, it puts a different strain on the team.
It does, definitely. So,
so if, you know, we look fast forward, let's be, you know, a little bit optimistic. Yeah, in 6 months' time, the world has got back to normal, you know, international travel's back on. And you look back at this particular period of time. We'll start with you, Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
What's one thing that you would like to keep and say, you know, I'm glad that we changed it and we kept X, whatever X may be. What's that one thing that you think we can't afford to lose it?
The increased compliance with hand hygiene. I have definitely seen a big increase in staff compliance. And I hope that continues.
Should have been there.
You know what the scary part is? You're not the first person as a clinician to tell me that, and it worries a life.
I know, and it worried me.
I expect that from you guys.
I noticed the use of, like, the volume of debug, and I thought this should have been happening.
Should be normal practice.
Yes,
particularly,
it should have been
as you say, a surgical ward with infections and patients that are at risk. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, hand hygiene, I'd like that to
Well, let's hope
on.
All of your colleagues support that one.
Mm.
Aisha, how about yourself?
I think Cass is right, but we've also, too, it's been really good with hand hygiene maintenance since last few months before COVID as well. We scored 94%.
Oh,
so I think we're doing really good.
I think the nurses are doing the lion's share. I'm not quite sure everyone's at 99% on your ward, but we'll let that go to the keeper.
But I would like to say, if one word, kindness, because I think we've all been very kind professionally and personally as COVID has really, you know, affected everyone and the kindness to everyone.
It's true.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I think just going on from that, probably from my perspective, is people are actually talking to people more now.
Yeah.
So you're actually getting to know
the team.
Just from a bit more personal perspective, like about what's happening at home and things.
You tend
to lose that personal aspect when you're busy all the time. You come to work, you do your job and you go home. But people are actually talking to each other about what's happening in their lives, which is kind of a nice thing. Yeah.
But it's a very different sort of team culture emerging in terms of that sort of you know more about the team.
And maybe because we're all doing things at home now because you can't go anywhere, so there's more to talk about potentially. But, yeah, so we always joke about, you know, what are we doing tonight or what are we doing on the weekend? Yeah. And oh, same as last weekend.
It's like Groundhog Days.
So it is. And, I mean, I guess being mindful in our area, we've actually separated our breaks out as well, so we actually haven't got as much contact time with each other, but we still managing to maintain conversations and just talking to people about normal things. Which I mean, being normal is probably important at the moment. Keeping in mind the big picture is happening though.
And I'm sure the sticky date putting is going to help too.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It does. I have to fight my partner to bring it to work.
Can you make him a separate one?
Well, he had a piece, but he had plans for the rest of it for the rest of the week. to wrestle it, so.
I'm sure the team will appreciate his sacrifice.
Scones on Monday.
On Scones Jam and Cream. I have a personal problem, though, because of all the plastic I have to use to individually pack it. Environmentally, it's not my thing.
Needs must at this time.
It's accommodating. You've had to accommodate.
We can always recycle the plastic, Linda.
I do that, but I just even buying the plastic was really hard for me to do in the supermarket to do it.
Can you imagine? Okay, well, thanks, gang.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Appreciate
this opportunity.
No, it's great to speak, and hopefully it wasn't too nerve-wracking. You've all done very well. So, you know, a huge thank you from me again for the work that you've been doing and always do at Western. It's really appreciated, and, you know, on behalf of the exec and the board, you know, a huge thank you for all of the commitment you've given and care for patients across this piece. As you say, it's been different, it's been tricky, it's been harder because of the sort of change in the case mix. You've had to battle with, you know, your own anxieties, that of your colleagues and family. So, yeah, thank you very much for continuing to give best care to our patients, and I appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks,
guys.
Thank you
back as well. I think the support from the network's been really good as well. So,
My pleasure. Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the COVID Catch-Ups, and please feel free to share any of these episodes with any of your colleagues who you think might be interested.